Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Going to dive into another Supercoach preview for 2022. The guy we're going to focus on here is Cameron Munster. Now, of course, coming off a reasonably quiet year for Cameron Munster's standards, still managed to average 74 points, which, I mean, for what I would consider to be a quiet year for Munster, it's actually his highest averaging year over the last five seasons, which is pretty incredible. In 2017, he averaged 67, 2018, 59, 2019, 69, 2020, averaged 70, and 2021, he averaged 74. That's from 18 games that he played this season. So, pretty impressive from Munster, considering how quiet it feels like he has been. Now, last season, Munster, I would imagine he went at absolute latest, pick number 8 in just about every single Supercoach competition. We all sort of had an idea that we thought Cameron Munster was going to really step up without Cameron Smith. Turns out the system down there in Melbourne was so good that Munster could just sort of be a role player in this team. That's at least what it felt like all year. Now, when you have a look at Munster's scores, for a guy that, as I said, it felt like he never really exploded or put together a huge, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, he only had two scores under 50. Scored a 30 against the Warriors in round 14, and he scored a 41 against the Penrith Panthers in round 20. Outside of that, all scores above 50, which is a pretty good knock. His base average for the year was 32, so 32 base stats a game. So he was running the ball a lot, he was taking them on. There's a couple of times here where he clicks over into the 40s for base stats, which is incredibly impressive, but very rarely does he go under about 27 base stats. In fact, he only goes under 27 twice. He only goes under 30 twice, in fact. Against the New Zealand Warriors once again, he only scores 20, and then against the New Zealand Warriors in both those games, funnily enough, he goes to 20. So outside of that, this is a guy that's putting up 30 base stats a week with the high-end potential that he has. Creative stats, he was going an average of 20 per week. Scoring, he was going at 9 per week. He did take over the goal-kicking for a little bit there. I think that probably worked against him, to be honest with you. Wasn't striking them overly well. It was getting a little bit embarrassing. We all got very excited when he did get the goal-kicking for the Melbourne Storm. But if you're not striking him, it really doesn't help your cause. So, Cam Munster, a very strange season for him. What didn't seem to be a big season as far as, you know, attacking plays and whatnot, has turned out pretty handy, 74 points. Now, when you have a look at Cameron Munster heading into next season, what does this mean? Now, obviously, he's got in trouble the other day, some suspicious white powder. I believe the Hello Sports boys identified that it was Omo that him and Brandon Smith had on their table. Do your own research there. But he's obviously now been suspended for, I think it's one game, fined 100K, pretty big whack for Cam Munster. He's been taken out of the leadership group, and he's got an alcohol ban for the entire year. Now, your guess is as good as mine as to what impact this will have on Cameron Munster. History, common sense, everything tells us that his football should improve out of sight. But I've got to tell you, Cameron Munster, he is just his own island. He is just different. And this is why some people love him, some people hate him. I understand that. but he is not your average footballer. He doesn't fit in with the normal criteria, the normal rules, the normal expectations and standards. He is just his own guy, and I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure if him getting off the drink for an entire year is going to help or hinder his football realistically, and that might sound crazy, but I'm honestly not sure. Now, a big whack for the Melbourne Storm. They're obviously losing Dale Finucane, who's their co-captain with Jesse Bromwich. So Jesse Bromwich will be the outright captain next year. Sort of was a time where they really needed Cameron Munster to come of age. He turns 28 next year, so this is when we should be seeing his real peak football. Unfortunately, we didn't see it in Origin this year. He wasn't great. We then got to the final series this year. He also wasn't great in that either. I mean, there was that game against the Panthers where I was just waiting for Munster to show up and grab the game, you know, by the collar and just own it. But that moment just never came, and he had plenty of opportunities. There was a heap of times where felt like you were watching the Melbourne Storm and Harry Grant would go to Jerome Hughes, and then you'd see Munster on the other side of the field throw his hands up in the air like it wasn't meant to go there. Then you'd see it go to Munster, and Hughes was the same on the other side. You just didn't really see this from Melbourne previously during the season, and maybe it was the fact that they were starting to miss Cameron Smith a little bit. I have no doubt that after all this white powder incident that there would have been a conversation between Craig Bellamy and Cameron Munster where at some point he would have sort of said, and I know for a fact he has said to him in the past that you're only here because I've kept you here, yeah? And this is another mistake that Munster's gone and made. Is it a huge big deal? No, I don't think it is, but does he have to be smarter than this? 100% he does. Why on earth any of these guys are drinking or doing whatever the hell they're doing and letting anyone in the room have their phone out still blows me away. But he has been caught red-handed here. He's been handed a suspension, a big fine. He's been taken out of the leadership group. He's off grog for the year. I don't know whether this helps or hinders him, but there would have been a conversation between him, Jesse Bromwich, Craig Bellamy at some point saying, fuck, we shit the bed here. You've gone out and done this after. We're now losing Dale. He's our true leader in this side. We need someone to step up. I think this is going to be a big defining season for Cam Munster because he needs to make a decision. Does he want to be a Melbourne Storm legend? Does he want to play out his career here? Or has he already got his bags packed? Is he going to go back and play for the Redcliffe Dolphins when they come in? Is he going to be the marquee guy? And if he is, mate, he needs to stand up over the next 2 days, over the next 2 years, because if Dolphins, as good as Munster is, as Queensland as he is, if he's got all this off-field stuff, and I mean, he's not delivering on the biggest stages like we've always said that he will. I mean, if he does this again in 2021, Queensland don't win the Origin Series, Munster doesn't perform, Melbourne Storm don't perform in finals footy. I mean, there's got to be a huge question mark over whether he is the guy to lead the Redcliffe Dolphins. I'm expecting him to be their marquee guy. That's what I'm anticipating to happen. I think the writing's sort of on the wall as far as that goes, but I know that he deserves it. And I can't believe I'm saying that a year ago. Munster was on the verge of just exploding and his career just being like unbelievable, but it hasn't panned out that way. It's kind of gone in the opposite direction, to be honest with you. And as I said, it's been a weird season because, you know, he hasn't played anywhere near his full potential at any point. I mean, and I know Supercoach scores aren't the be-all and end-all, but the guy scored 300s this year. It's never been easier to score hundreds in Supercoach as a ball player with his sort of ability, running game, tackle break ability. He scored 300s. His highest score was 115. I mean, you're seeing guys crack 200 every few weeks at the moment. You're seeing at least 150 every 2 weeks. I mean, it's just the way that Supercoach is being played out by the superstars, and Munster hasn't really stuck with them, hasn't really gone with them. In saying that, a guy like Cody Walker had his absolute best season. He only averaged 10 more points than that of Cam Munster, who probably had his quietest season that we've ever seen. So really hard to get a read on Cameron Munster. I mean, if you have a look, there's a stat that they keep, percentage over 60 points. So it's how much of the time Cameron Munster scores more than 60 points throughout the season. He scores more than 60 points on 78% of the time. That's his most ever. The year before that was impressive. He was scoring more than 60 points 67% of the time. He's jumped that up 11%. I mean, that's incredible considering he had a reasonably quiet season, Munster. As I've said a few times, I've got no idea if this alcohol ban's going to be good or bad for him, but I think that next year is going to be a really important season in the career of Cameron Munster. He was young once upon a time. We dealt with, you know, him being in Queensland camp and going out and doing stupid shit. We dealt with him in the 2018 grand final getting sin-binned twice because he was still a kid. He was still learning his trade. I mean, for me, I think he's probably the next captain of Queensland. we've got to question that after the year that we've seen and the actions that we've seen. It's been very disappointing. He has got a lot to prove this year, Cameron Munster. And, you know, for me, he's a champion player. And when champion players have a lot of things to answer, I get excited because I think Munster is going to bounce back. I expect him to do well. But for all we know, Cameron Munster might have already agreed to go to Redcliffe. He might have already had a conversation with Wayne Bennett that, hey, when this thing gets up, if there's a new team in Queensland, we can do this together. We know they've got a relationship together from that Origin series last year. We know that the way that Wayne Bennett coaches could very much so suit the way that, you know, Munster not only plays football but lives his life as well. He knows that he'll have a bit of a longer leash with Wayne Bennett. He knows Queensland media will probably take care of him. He knows Wayne Bennett will take care of him. He'll bury as much as he can just to get the best out of his star 5'8". And if he does end up at Redcliffe with Wayne Bennett, I mean, it could be anything, mate. I'm sort of starting to wonder if potentially Munster subconsciously has maybe got the Melbourne Storm in the rear vision a little bit. It worries me. There's one side of the argument which I just said that he could come out and he could absolutely brain it this year, prove to the Melbourne Storm that he's still the player he is and he wants to stay there. Or if from what we're hearing that he does want to be back in Queensland, if he's already got Redcliffe in his sights, I mean, geez, it's one hell of a distraction. I mean, it doesn't matter what he does this year then, if he's already agreed with Wayne. And we know that if Wayne has said to him, I want you in this team, he'll be there. He wants to go back to Queensland, we know that. I mean, it's just a very interesting situation for Munster. I said the same thing about Walker. There's too much confusion over what you're going to get next year with Cameron Munster for me to go too early on him. But at the same time, all I do is I look at that score and go, a 74-point average, and he was incredibly quiet and pretty disappointing for the season. I mean, that could be anything heading into next year. And, you know, if the Melbourne Storm losing Dale and a couple of other guys, Addo Carr, these sort of fellas, if they aren't the same team they were last year, it's probably going to mean that they're going to have to find new ways to do things. Some guys are going to have to step up. That might be Munster. It might work in his favour. But I've got to tell you, I'm far from confident. He's a guy that I don't think I'll be going early on in draft. I think he was a lock to be a top six pick last year. I don't think he probably is this year, but I'm not sure who comes in to replace him. I don't think you could pick him outside of the top 10, but I think wherever you pick him, you can't be overly confident that you're going to win a draft competition with Cameron Munster in your team. You can't be super confident of it, in my opinion. It really does open it up to open. I mean, if you're taking on a Nathan Cleary or a Tom Trbojevic, you can't be confident that you're going to compete with them. He doesn't have the same ceiling as those guys in the Melbourne Storm.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I mean, Tom Trbojevic, if Manly's winning by 40, you know that Turbo's going to be on 150-odd. If Melbourne are winning by 40... Cameron Munster's normally put the cue in the rack at 20 minutes and he just sort of just glides along, makes his tackles, offloads the ball, passes. It doesn't really do a heap. He's not the sort of guy that he'll drown you if you got your hand out of the water. He'll just walk around you or let the other guys do their thing. He'll pass the ball off. And, you know, that's not a bad thing in footy, yeah? Cameron Munster tends to save himself for the big moments. He didn't this year. I understand that. But when it comes to Supercoach and him being your captain and you building a season around him, a draft season around him, you want him to have that killer instinct that Tom Trbojevic does where he just says, I'm going to keep on scoring. I'm going to come at you relentlessly. Every time we score, it's back to nil all, and I'm going to come at you again. Really tough one to pick, Cameron Munster. I've got no idea how next season's going to play out, but you would have to think he would be less quiet than what he was this year. He got embarrassed in Origin. He got embarrassed in the final series. He's been battered from pillar to post in the postseason. Maybe taking a bit of leadership off his hands might see him play some good footy. I've sort of convinced myself either way three or four times, even whilst talking in this podcast. No idea what to do with Cam Munster next year. Hopefully I'm not in a situation where I have to make a call on whether I draft him or not, but if you've got a gut feel on Munster, I would honestly advise that you back that in because it could go one of so many ways.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.